Bienvenidos. Welcome to the Get Engaged podcast produced by the Community Advancement Network based in Austin, Texas. Get Engaged is a community calendar highlighting opportunities to get informed, get connected, and get engaged on efforts aimed at advancing equity, opportunity, and community well-being in Austin, Travis County, and Central Texas. I'm your host for today's program, Raul Alvarez, Executive Director for CAN. This podcast outlines several engagement opportunities through August 28th. To access all event information in this podcast, visit our website, canatx.org, and click on Podcast. At the very top of the podcast website is a link to our community calendar. We'll start by stating the obvious. We're back. Yes, Get Engaged is back. Back from our summer break and much-needed mental health break. It seemed like we'd been going for 2.5 years, so we're definitely feeling refreshed, thankfully. Hope to hang on to that feeling for a bit. We'll go back to the basics with this episode, aka we'll try to keep it simple to ease into our weekly production and build some momentum as we begin cruising towards episode 100. This is episode 96. Wow. Definitely looking forward to reaching that milestone. We'll start this week's podcast by highlighting opportunities for civic involvement. This week and next, our local YMCA holds a series of community gatherings to get input on the organization, learn about the YMCA, and celebrate the end of summer with treats and activities for the whole family. The City of Austin hosts a visioning session on the future of Interstate 35 called Our Future 35, and will be an open house and input session on the cap and stitch proposal for the I-35 redesign, which has the potential for creating new public spaces above the freeway that we, members of the public, can help to design and use eventually. The Austin Justice Coalition hosts the DOPE General Assembly on Saturday, August 20th, with DOPE, D-O-P-E, meaning District Organizing Project Engage. This is an opportunity to learn how to create community voice and community power in your city council district. There will be a panel discussion on organizing and opportunities for networking and relationship building across all city districts. The LBJ School Urban Lab hosts a Meet the Mayor event featuring former Mayor of Houston, Anise Parker, the second woman to serve as mayor and the first openly gay mayor of Houston. With regard to health and wellness, Health Tech Austin hosts a telehealth summit on Thursday, August 25th at Capital Factory. Thought leaders and innovators will come together to share their knowledge, experience, research, and insights about telehealth. And on Saturday, August 27th, the Championships Heart Foundation hosts a teen heart screening at the Austin Regional Clinic on East 7th Street. The foundation hosts free heart screenings for teens to prevent deaths from hypertrophic cardiomyopathy, the leading cause of sudden cardiac death in young athletes that rarely has any identifiable symptoms. On the diversity and equity and inclusion front, the City of Austin Equity Action Team will hold its monthly meeting on Saturday, August 27th. And also on that day, there will be a book study hosted by the Union of Black Episcopalians on the book, The 1619 Project. We'll switch the focus over to economic opportunity for our community. The Hiring Initiative for Reentry Empowerment, or HIRE, H-I-R-E, holds a training session on Wednesday, August 24th. HIRE is a community-based effort designed to provide pathways for formerly incarcerated individuals to access workforce development training and living wage employment opportunities. The Ultrapreneur Summit for Youth Entrepreneurs takes place on Saturday, August 27th at Houston Tillotson. This will be a one-day interactive summit designed for young entrepreneurs ages 16 and up to build community with their peers and create social impact. Workforce Solutions holds regular career training orientation sessions in high need and high demand industries. Career training orientation for healthcare takes place on Mondays. Career training orientation for information technology take place on Wednesdays. And career training orientations for advanced manufacturing and skills trades take place on Fridays. The Goodwill Launchpad Club meets Fridays at 9:30 a.m. to support individuals seeking help to kick off their job search. We also want to support local entrepreneurs by highlighting artisan markets and farmers markets. We can't list all activities, but this week we'll note the two recurring farmers markets hosted by the Sustainable Food Center on Saturdays at Republic Square and in Sunset Valley at the Tony Burger Center. And we'll note that Frida Friday ATX will host an artisan market at the Brutorium on Sunday, August 21st. Now for our fun and free feature. For this week, or these next 2 weekends, I should say, the Downtown Alliance hosts several events commemorating the birthday of Austin. Activities include roller skating on August 19th, hip-hop with Saul Paul on the 20th, Frida Friday Artisan Market on the 26th, and a dog-themed party on August 28th. All events take place at Republic Square Park. I'll end the podcast by highlighting two activities. First, Saturday, August 20th, will be the return of in-person activities for Austin's Pride Celebration. During the day, you can enjoy the Pride Celebration at Fiesta Gardens, and later that evening, you can enjoy one of the best parade experiences in Austin, the Pride Parade. After 2 years of not having these festivities, you know the energy level will be sky high. Second, we'll highlight the fact that Mayor Steve Adler will give his final State of the City address on August 25th, right on the tail of this week's approval of the city budget. This is the end of the mayor's second term, 8 years of a roller coaster ride. Others that are term limited and have served alongside the mayor and are stepping off are council members Kitchen, Tobo, and Renteria. I'd say many highs and lows because we saw many highs, including unprecedented public investments in housing, transportation, and childcare, but also lows driven, of course, by the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic and other compounding challenges that overlapped, like protests of police violence and a devastating winter storm. Having served as a city council member myself, I also know that you tend to get the blame for everything and hardly ever get the credit for anything. So that being said, we thank all of these elected officials for their service and wish them well. Well, there you have it. The latest edition of CAN's Get Engaged podcast. Please share with us information about any events that you would like for us to highlight on the podcast in the future. And please be sure to stay engaged, stay healthy, and stay strong. The opinions expressed in Get Engaged do not necessarily represent the views of CAN and or any individuals or organizations directly affiliated with CAN. Hasta la próxima. Until next time.